Yes. Hi, I'm Karuna Prabha from India. I'm living in Pune city in India, and I'm very happy enjoying my Dhamma life, and I got happiness from that, and Dhamma is with me every day to day life. When I'm 9 years old, my mother died, and she died because she didn't get any medicine in village, and that incident affect on my life. And then I decided to become a doctor, and then I became a doctor. And when I became a doctor, I earn money, I have nice house, car, but still I'm not satisfied. I'm searching something different, but I don't know that time what I'm searching. Then I came in contact with TBMHG, and then I learn meditation, and I went for the retreats in the centers, and then I feel that time that what I am searching before, that it is, and that is Dhamma. And when I got Dhamma sisters, brothers, and then I find myself satisfied. And then afterwards I just with them and in our spiritual group enjoying the spiritual practice, and in home also I am feeling very good. I have one daughter 20 years old, and my husband is very good. He also helped me many times. And when I am becoming a doctor, I just wanted to serve people, other people, and the poor people. Then I joined the social group who are doing a social work, and then I found myself I am getting energy from that social work. And then I joined the TBMHG's one dispensary in Pimpri slums, and I enjoyed all that work, which is serving poor people, not only the medicine but some counseling and some communication that the women need in their life in India. They have not confident what about their lives, and their own confidence is not there, so they are just depressed. And when they came to me, I can see their sorrow, and then I am feeling very very connected to their sadness, their dukkha, and then I'm helping them that time. And when I'm helping them, I'm getting more energy, and that time I feel I'm doing just this throughout my life, and that is Dhamma. After that I decided to do the work for the adolescent girls, which is like my daughter in the adolescence. So I want to do the work for the girls, and then I started this with Karuna Trust. They funded me for this project, and this project is in Vishantwadi slums, in 7 slums, and we are giving them the communication skills, life skills, and other vocational trainings which they can earn money. And from this project, I'm getting energy, and when the day spent at evening time, I just feel very happy and very enthusiastic, and I got energy from helping other people. when I helped them, I got satisfaction. So it is not giving, it is a taking. And I feel this is, I learned this from Dhamma. And when I'm thinking about the day-to-day life, some thoughts of from Dhammapad and from Dhamma in my in front of my eyes, doing actions today, the consequences are there. So I'm trying to do the good, best things for the other people in my life. I can understand, I can feel their needs. Like we have a very good team for this project, and we have all Buddhist values we are practicing in our group as well as in our project area in slums. We are practicing these values with people also, so they can see and they can see us as an exemplification. And women from the slums, when they saw us very confident, they also get confident. So I want to learn more things and also teach the women from India, because they are not very confident. They cannot say what they think also. And so I like to spread Dhamma to every person as I enjoyed my life with Dhamma. So I like to enjoy every person in all over world become Buddhists, and they are happy like me. So I am also enjoying to talking with all of you, and I want to do more things, but I don't think like I do something, but I will do for the women in India which are sufferer and which are suffering. I can give them support and things. So thank you for this.